broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, that loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening, everybody, and a hearty hello to all you folks out there, and a great big shout out to some MAGA patriots, maybe, and an honor to those on the road folks, some of those listening in, and of course our wonderful Space Force Rangers who are welcoming a new group in, our Spirit Rangers, and the rest. We'll explain that as we get further into the broadcast. We've got a new broadcast this evening. I didn't get copy made. I didn't get the bones made that gives me structure to it. And God said, well, just take what I gave you because you need to do this now. And I said, yes, Father, that's exactly what I will do. And here we are on the air tonight. And it is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about this business of this one thing. My goodness, you guys, it's all happening at once. There's a lot of things on the table. Now, this program is going to be a little different than the other. We're coming back to the program called Empathic Channel. All right, and that's exactly what this is an empathic channel where I use my empathic gifts to help folks. And I'm going to explain that a little bit later on in the broadcast. But before we get too far in, I just want to give this program to God, because it is becoming a transitional program, and the words that I'm using are very intentional. It's a transitional program for me to be making, and there's a transition that's going on. There's a whole bunch of things going on as we get into the broadcast. I think you can understand. So today's date is February 6, 2023, and we are broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. Oh my goodness. Now, for those of you joining us for the first time, usually I have a program called Holistic Truth, where we view, treat, and heal the human experience through empathy, compassion, right, leading ultimately to forgiveness and all of those yummy things, those goals that we have. And on Empathic Channel, we're going to talk about those particular things specifically. Now, I was doing MAGA Monday, and everything's good with that, and I was starting to set up a whole month worth of programming with that, and God said, stop. He said, stop. You're not listening to me. Listen to me. And as it turned out, I wasn't listening to him. And so tonight's broadcast is going to be a transitional broadcast where we are going to have every Monday night Empathic Channel, where we bring salt with the gift. It is not up there on the banner yet. I got the best one that I could. Father, there you have it. And then we'll put that up. But we will be bringing salt with the gift. What does that mean? It says, well, it doesn't, you know, the scriptures tell us it doesn't matter if you have a spiritual gift or not. If you're not teaching the people, it's going to fall flat. All they're going to get is what? Yeah. Salt with the gift. So that's what we're going to be bringing, is some goodies with it, some educational stuff, because I want to tell you guys, oh, it is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. Now, I'm not part of the media, the mainstream media or any of that. Don't expect you to take me at my word. I expect you to use your discernment and test the words that come out of my mouth to see if I'm coming from light. The scriptures tell us that if they're not speaking according to the law and the prophets, there is no light in them. And that's what we're going to be speaking about tonight. Now, I'm going to be going back and forth between sections, because usually I have it all in one place, not necessarily copy, but I do have a structure of the way I'm going to deliver it. And God said, you're going to deliver it tonight the way I say. And I said, yes, sir, that's the way we're going to do it. So I just want to share with you a little bit in this transition of how it occurred. You know, I was feeling uncomfortable. You can hear it in the broadcast. There's a little bit of crunchiness, right? And I was like, Father, I hear this crunchiness in my voice. He says, you're hesitating. I said, why am I hesitating? He says, Leander Grace, he says, I love you. And you know that this is true, that I love you. And Leander Grace, I know you love me with your whole heart. But please put things back the way I had them when we first began this ministry. And so that's exactly what it is that we are going to do, is put this back the way it was when we first began this ministry together. And I said, Lord, they're already persecuting the prophets. That's what I said. I said, they're already persecuting the prophets like Judah. And the Lord answered me and he said, tell them, already see it. You already see it. You feel it in your heart, and your heart is breaking because their heart is breaking. Tell them, I see it, and use my words that I will put in your mouth. Now, people, I am not a prophet. I deal in the prophetic. I do so. I love to dig, and I love to get in the scriptures, and I love to do all of these finding the gold that God has hidden, right, in the scriptures. But the prophet is not my station. I'm a teacher. Prophets, they deliver the word of the Lord. Now, tonight, he's given me words, and he said to use my words, and I didn't know what he meant, but he'd already given me words that I had set aside. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit, too. So the prophets are going to be delivering the word of the Lord, and yes, he says, I pay attention. He says, I pay very close attention to what the prophets of God are singing about. And he said, and tell them that you pay attention and you pay very close attention to what the prophets of God are singing about. They have a chorus. There's more than one, and they are all in agreement. I am not in that position. My position is a teacher. So this is also what the Lord brought further to me, and I need to go to another thing. He put it all over. He goes, we want you to keep up. All right, I'm going through a little bit of a training ground. Don't mind letting you know, because it's going to happen to every one of us pretty darn soon. We're going to be talking about that as well. So here we have that. So he says, this is what God told me. He says, nowhere does it say in my word to let them suffer. And nowhere in my word does it say, laugh while they sink. And nowhere in my word does it say to shoot arrows at one another. And no one in my, it says, is as if the children of Israel are once again trying to stone the prophets of Yahweh. The prophets of Yahweh. That's what he said in big, bold letters to me last night, this afternoon, 1445. Nowhere in his word does it say to make fun, to stone, to shoot arrows, to laugh, or let suffer. They are here for your edification. The prophets of Yahweh Elohim are here to bring some beautiful gold, some warnings, some reassurances, and discerned direction to the people, and the people are grumbling and kicking at the pricks. Let us just hope. This is from Yahweh, this is me in conference with Holy Spirit. Let us just hope and let us all pray that Yahweh Elohim has more forbearance than we have arrogance. And don't think that because your salvation is indeed guaranteed that God will not deal with his children. The Father loves us. He loves you. And the one whom the Father loves, does he not also chastise? Listen to the prophets. Not the prophets of doom and gloom and of inescapable cataclysm. Those are not God's words. Now, we're not coming, and this is where it gets really, really awesome, and I got real excited, and I had to take a break and take a breath. It says, we are not coming to the rock for striking. All right, remember in Moses, when they came out of Israel, we haven't even made the Red Sea moment. Have we made that moment? When the children of Israel were in the desert, were wandering in the wilderness, Actually, they were coming through the desert. They were not yet in the wilderness. And they were grumbling because they were thirsty. And they said, oh, man, we should have died in Egypt. Now we're out here to thirst ourselves to death. And God got mad. And he goes, Moses, go strike that rock. And he struck the rock and the water poured forth and the people were able to drink and refresh themselves. Now, did he know the people needed to drink? Yeah. What was he angry about? They're grumbling. We're not going to go into the desert to strike the rock. We are now at the place where we are to approach the rock for speaking and an outpouring of blessing and water, namely the blessing of spirit. But not just yet. Not just yet. But we've been told already by the prophets and the friends of the prophets, first there is the time of the Red Sea. That's what they said, the prophets and the friends of the prophets. So listen to the prophets. Listen for their agreement together and together with the scriptures. Now, if they don't speak according to the law and the prophets, there is no light in them. But I offer to you, all of my listeners, a bit of caution. And this is a word from the Lord. Listen and heed, all capital letters. Heed the word, and only heed was capitalized. Listen and heed the words of the prophets that I have sent because I have put my words in their mouth. I put my words in their mouth to teach you and to teach you and to perplex you and to encourage you and to make you want and desire to learn more. He says, listen to my prophets, says the Lord, for they are here to teach and they are here to hear the word of the Lord. He says, I speak through them now, but soon when I do the work that they tell you that I'm going to do, you too will begin to hear the word of the Lord. He says, listen to my prophets. I have put my words in their mouth, says the Lord, Yahweh Elohim. And that is the word that God gave to me. And I am not in the office of a prophet. Not that I know that I've been called to. I am sitting in the chair of a teacher. And that is what that's my first love. That's the first thing I ever wanted to do. And God said, well, then why aren't you doing it? I said, yes, Father. So here we go. And that's what I've got. Now, I do have a little bit of teaching. We do have a caller on the line who's been waiting for a very long time. I want to bring a little bit of a teaching because God says, put this out before you bring the caller live because it's very important. And for whatever reason, I'm like, okay, that's good because this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the event that the prophets are talking about. What are they talking about? They're talking about the shaking. They're talking about the shaking of the dome. They're talking about the shaking of the earth. They're talking about shaking of our brains and our heads and our hearts and our spirits and our minds to wake us up. Now, you say, Leanna Grace, I feel the presence of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it is an amazing experience to feel the presence of the Lord. It is a bit different to hear the word of the Lord. Now, I'm not trying to diminish anything that anybody has. I'm not trying to discredit anything that God has given to anybody up until now. But if I do not speak according to the law and the prophets, then there will be no light in me. So there's been a lot of, there has been a lot of treachery about some of the things that the prophets are bringing. People are grumbling because they don't understand. And they say, this is the truth. This is the truth. Yes, and there is more, and more is to be revealed. Understand, the veil has been lifted. There's more than one veil. The veil was lifted long ago. There is more than one veil. God sits in his throne. Understand that Holy Spirit deals with puns, deals with, what is the word, double entendres, deals with wordplay, so that we will think differently, so that when we are able to hear the song, our minds are prepared. So I want to bring up something that has caused people some issues, and that is the pineal gland. It's very woo-woo, very whoa-whoa, very what the hell are you talking about? And it's causing some issues among the ecclesia, and let's talk about it this way. First, let's state that the pineal gland, the fact that it exists and it has a working job to do in all of this, is not a salvific issue. The pineal gland is not a salvific issue. The pineal gland has nothing to do with salvation, but it does have everything to do with hearing the Holy Spirit. So if it's not a salvific issue, what is it? Where does it fit in? Well, I just happen to have a scripture for that. You knew I would, right? I have a scripture for that. This is what I want you to do first. I want everybody who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and you remember that conviction of the Holy Spirit, I want you to remember, where did it start? It starts with your heart. The Holy Spirit doesn't tug on your pineal gland. The Holy Spirit tugs on your heart. And then what are the words that come into your mind? That is a communication. And the only way that you would be able to hear the words of Holy Spirit is if you had it working pineal gland. That's how you hear the call. Now, he can take it on life support and wake and do a miracle. And we have a lot of cleansing rituals that we do and get the fluoride out and all of this stuff. Yes, absolutely, that is right. But I want to tell you, that's not going to stop God from talking to you. You're still going to be able to talk to God even if you've got scales on your pineal gland. Right? But you may not hear the call of Holy Spirit. You'll feel the tug on your heart. It always starts with Holy Spirit in the heart. So, Leanna Grace, where in the world does the pineal gland come in? Well, it is an inwardmost part. It's an inwardmost part. It is so far inside the brain, nobody knew it existed. And God says in the scriptures, am I not? Now, let me pull this up. I have the scriptures tagged for tonight. I went ahead and did that. He says, am I not the, where is it, Father? Let me just scroll on up here. You gave it to me. Psalm 7:9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. The reins? Well, we look over in the King James Version. It says, give kidneys. Mm-hmm. And in Revelation 2:23, it says, unto her will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Now, that's not a real happy dance, but it lets us know that he's inspecting us. And so what in the world would God want to do looking at our kidneys? Right? Well, why would God want to look at our kidneys? Now, reins has a different meaning for me, but why would God want to look at our kidneys? Well, I want to tell you, when we're talking about the reins, the word actually means, because back in that day, they considered the kidneys the seat of the emotional body. Oh, here we go. Why is that? Because we feel it in the chakra, in the umbilical, and in our gut. We feel the energy there. It's palpable. And because we feel a lot of times in the back, they thought, oh my goodness, and the kidneys must be what's causing it. Because water goes everywhere when we're upset. Bear with me on this. But what we know today, that the seat of the emotional system is the limbic system. That's the seat of our, that's the what? That's the seat of our emotions. It's the what, Leander Grace? It's the seat of our emotional structure. And we have three different emotional structures. You say, why do you know this, Leander Grace? Because nobody taught me, and I went nuts, and I had to learn it. That's basically as honest as I can be with everything else that's gone on. So we have the pineal. There's three different parts. We have the, you know, the limbic and all this stuff. And we're going to cover all of that Wednesday night on Holistic Truth. So suffice to say, let me give the Cliff Notes version, very short stuff. The pineal gland connects the three trigeminal areas of what, Leander Grace? The pineal gland connects the three trigeminal areas, everything that works together. So where you say, no. But we need to understand that the scriptures are a multidimensional communicating system. The prophets communicate multidimensionally, just like the ones that are speaking today. We have to listen to hear, not listen to argue. Find out where we're wrong, not find out where they got it wrong. Because God is putting their word, his words in their mouth. And we will be held into account if we do not listen. I raise my hand. I have a fear of God. I will not shun his prophets and turn away. I need it also. I listen as well. So let's talk about this pineal gland. Where is it in the scriptures, Leander Grace? You said you got scripture for that. Well, I do. And I'm making fun of it to lighten the mood because we got a little heavy. And this is where my caricatures come in. They're my friends. They come in with a little bit of accent here and there, or a dialect. And it takes the edge off. It takes the edge off the intensity of what's coming forth. And I need it. Don't know if the listeners need it. I need that. And so I do what I need to do so that I can be of use. All right. So what have we got here? What have I got next, Father? Show me. Okay. So here we go. Now he's got me on all different pages. And the reason is because I need to be able to settle down and concentrate. I've got my little woo going too. It's a great, exciting time to be alive. All right. So what I want you guys to just remember, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you the scripture after I read the scripture. It is in Isaiah. It's in Isaiah, so I'm going to give you a few minutes. If you want to get your scriptures out and come turn to the book of Isaiah, or if you have a digital copy or however you want to do that. And I'm not going to give you the number of the scripture. I will once we're finished, but having considered everything that we've brought forth in the program so far, and the We is Inclusive, I want you to close your eyes as you listen to this next part, and I want you to consider that point of salvation. Consider point of salvation. And this is what the Lord says. Let me see where he wants me to start at, because the meat is a little, we've got some taters for the meat. Pardon me, bear with me. I love you guys. Thank you for loving me right back. Okay. So, for thus saith, and I want you guys to listen. I want you to breathe just a minute and get centered on this. And I'm not going to ring the King James Version first. Well, I am going to ring the King James Version first. We're going to go through several versions of this. And it's going to become more and more plain with each translation that I give. For thus saith the Lord. Pardon me, that is incorrect. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high holy place. Within him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now here's the concordant literal version. For thus says Yahweh, high and lifted up, who tabernacles the future, and holy is his name. In the high and holy place I am tabernacling. And with the crushed and lowly spirit, to preserve alive the spirit of the lowly, and to preserve alive the heart of the crushed. Now, I want to go to a version of the scriptures that I had never come across until today, and that is the Message Bible. I've never read it today until God said, bring it to them. We're not going for prophecy and that today. I mean, we're not going for the decoding stuff, right? We're not going for this pattern. We're going for the message. And I love this version. I just never saw it till today. And so this is from the Message. And again, I won't give you the verse until we're done. A message from the high and towering God who lives in eternity, whose name is holy. I live in the high and holy places, but also with the low-spirited, the spirit crushed. And what I do is put new spirit in them, get them up and on their feet again. For I'm not going to haul people into court endlessly. I'm not going to be angry forever. Otherwise, people would lose heart. These souls I created would tire out and give up. I was angry, good and angry, because of Israel's sins. I struck him hard and turned away in anger while he kept at his stubborn, willful ways. And when I looked again and I saw what he was doing, I decided to heal him and to lead him and comfort him, creating a new language of praise for the mourners. Peace to the far off, peace to the near at hand, God says. And yes, I will heal them, but the wicked are storm-battered seas that can't quiet down. The waves stir up garbage and mud. There's no peace, God says, for the wicked. So, let's consider the pineal gland again as perhaps a trigeminal seat where we can encode and decode those languages of light that are coming through his holy presence and his Holy Spirit. And that's what I have to bring to the program tonight. Look at that. We got it right on time. Father, you're good. God is good. Isn't he good all the time? Now, I've got a little bit more to give. I don't know if he wants me to give it or not, but a little bit more to give. So the scripture that I read was Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite heart, that's humble or breaking or crushed, penitent heart and humble spirit, to revive that spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the crushed ones. And then he goes on in 16 and 17, he goes, because I'm not going to be mad forever, guys, really. And this is what the prophets are telling us today, are they not? So that's what I bring you to the program this evening. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. We have Donna, bless her heart. She's been hanging on since for a little bit. I'll let her give the story and all of that. But I'm going to go ahead and go, and we're going to go. You know what, Donna? I am going to go ahead and go to a break because I do want to set that tone. You know the song that I'm going to play. You've heard it before the program, right? And I want to go ahead and play it all. But we will fade it out because it's a 5-minute song. But to get into the mood and to the feel and all the rest of this, you know, let's listen to this. This is the Revelation Song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. We're going to be back in three. Hopefully the song will be like fading by then. We'll have to. lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, no, your silence will not protect you. And my words won't flow. I want to welcome you back to tonight's broadcast of Empathic Channel here on Holistic Truth Broadcasting Live from Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Leander Grace. We're broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert, and we do have a caller on the line who's been waiting, so very, very patiently. And I want to say thank you for Donna for that. And I'm going to go ahead and bring your microphone live, and I'm going to ask you again, you know, your first name is Donna, but I need to know where you're calling from. That just helps me to get a fix. And I want to tell you a little bit for how this works. Don't know if you're calling for a question or calling for a viewing or calling, I'm not sure. And so I want to kind of tell you how this works usually, because I am I'm empathic, and there's always going to be an energetic connection to the information for me. You might feel a little bit of a tunneling feeling. That's just part of it. Sometimes people don't remember everything that was said. That's why we have podcasts, by people we love you too. So not sure what we're bringing to it, but we're going to go and bring your microphone live. And Donna, if you will, go ahead and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, Leanna. Yes, I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
Hey, welcome to the program from Santa Barbara, Donna. What can we do for you, hon?
Well, I wanted to know, I have visions. And mm-hmm. I had a vision about 4 months ago, and it was in a tunnel, and then mm-hmm. he was rolling in the tunnel, and then I saw him in black and white robes, beautiful face, and I
okay,
just
who's
smiled.
Okay, who's he? Are you talking about Christ, Jesus?
It must have been, I'm thinking, or a saint, or but he had the
okay.
most beautiful face I've seen in my
life.
So,
Donna, this is what, you're doing great, but this is what I need. I need a little bit more volume. Can you turn your volume up in any way? Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and then
connects, I'll call back. I'm gonna get it off speaker. Hold on.
Okay, there you go. If you want to call back, we can do
that. Is that better now? Is that better?
Oh, just a little bit more, and it could be me. It could be my microphone.
Okay, that should be okay now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a lot better. Okay, and then I want you to take a breath, and I want you to tell me what you had for breakfast. There's a reason for it. Just tell me what you had for breakfast, honey.
Breakfast, I had bacon and eggs.
Okay, good. Bacon and eggs. Now, the reason I had you do that is so you could take a breath. You were coming at me full on, and I'm loving it.
Oh.
But not yet. No, you're good.
Sorry.
Good. So, no, you're fine. You're fine. Okay, so you had a dream. Now, start from there. You had a dream and a tunnel, and that was really all I got except rolling things.
Okay, but it was not a dream. I was wide awake.
Okay, so you had a vision. Okay, yes, ma'am.
The third eye. I had a vision, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And it was the most beautiful face I'd ever seen. He had a little long hair past the chin. But I'd never, if I could ever pick out a partner, he would look like this. He was the most beautiful man I'd ever seen. And then 2 days ago, on the corner of my eye, I see a tall white person in a white robe with white hair. And then another time, I saw two nuns. So what do they want, you know? I would like God to bless me with more finances or meeting a partner. So I light my candle every night.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right off, alleviate some stress, yes and yes. Okay, so it seems to me, correct me if I get this wrong, but it seems to me that the dream is not about a partner in finances.
Okay.
Okay, so what I see is it's the most beautiful man that you've ever seen. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and he's rolling. Tell me more about this roll. Tell me more about that so I can get that visual. Because I have my eyes, my eyes are closed. I'm trying to see it.
Okay. In the beginning, I was feeling a lot of pain, a lot of sadness in my heart area because my young nephew died and all. And then inside of me, there's like a tunnel, or in the mind, there's a tunnel going on through the body. And then in that tunnel, there is a person rolling. And then he becomes right in front of me. He was standing alone in like a desert-like by himself. And it was just beautiful. I mean, I just smiled. That's all I could do. But my heart was a lot
lighter. And he had a tan shirt and a white sash. Is that right?
I don't know. I just remembered in the tunnel, yeah. I remember the black and white robes. And then when I saw mm-hmm. him in front of me, I don't remember. I just remember that
That's
face.
Fine. That's fine. You don't have to. There's no pressure on that. So, I'm getting kind of some ish. I'm getting with it because I have to separate myself from you now so I can see what's going on. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what, Donna, you're fine. You're doing okay. You have sadness in your heart. Yeah, you do. And this is what we learned about the sadness. The sadness is there to show us what we've not let go of yet. We've not finished grieving over yet. Right. And it's that grief, it seems to me, that to solve the grief so it doesn't wrap around and wrap around and wrap around and you stay in that same tunnel of chaos to have your grief relieved rather than by somebody else, okay, let me fill in that blank, having your grief relieved by a partner or your grief relieved, now follow me on this, to have better finances. I'm going to offer, and God's saying, go forward with this. I'm going to offer. Or the guardians are saying, my team here is saying, yes. Give that grief to God.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the way. It's your grief. It doesn't belong to the money, and it doesn't belong to the man. That's your grief, and it's okay that it's your grief, but. It is time, perhaps, to sit with it. It cannot hurt you. It is an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a feeling. It is a sadness. It is a sunkenness. It can feel, yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
It will not swallow you. It cannot swallow you. It is not able to. So what we're going to suggest is a pencil and paper. It's always good. Don't do this online. Make it a pencil and paper. That physical contact with the real world will help you in this. And so just start with saying, I'm sad about. And just go
okay.
for it, girl. Go for it.
Okay.
And you might even turn into mad. And then you might even turn into something else. Because I had a big old plug of something pulled out of me. Anyway, it happens. You know, God has to come up and pull stuff out of you that's keeping you from being useful. Yeah. And so once he gets that pulled out of you, you let it go, let the grief go, find a place of forgiveness, find out what that situation was forgiveness for. And then we can move on past that, right? And God said, okay, there's something, what's in the shoulder, in the right shoulder? I've got a right shoulder issue.
I don't know, but it hurts there, and I put my arm up and it hurts, but it's in the right shoulder. You're so right.
Yeah, okay. So when you put it out to the side, can you put it out to the side and hold it?
Well, I'm lying down right now, but yes, I can.
Okay, so. Okay, this sounds really funny, and I'm not a doctor. I haven't finished all my tests yet. Are you a doctor, Leanna Grace? I'm not one yet, all right? But what I would suggest, and this works for me when I have it kind of like a muscle. It feels like a muscle might have pulled away a little bit, right, when you move it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so vitamin C and gummy bears. Yeah, find the organic ones, vitamin C and gummy bears. Because what that's going to do is give your body the vitamin C that it needs to use the glucose when it's chondroitin in gummy bears.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's going to help.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you might want to, I don't know if you have turmeric. Do you have turmeric?
Oh, yeah, I take a lot of supplements. I go to a naturopathic doctor. And,
oh, very good. So run this by him. If you have a doctor, run this by your doctor. And what they're suggesting... But what my guardian team is suggesting is that you make a patch of turmeric and oil. I don't know what oil. They're just saying oil, right? Just a small one, and put it on there. And
okay.
It's a direct application to where the swelling is, along with the vitamin C and gummy bears. And check with your doctor to see if that's not a good thing. I haven't passed all my tests.
I'm sure it's a good thing. No, I'm just saying that I go to a doctor that gives me a lot of supplements, so I have a lot of vitamins that I take. But I don't have a specific vitamin C. So maybe that's
Well,
yeah,
you know, you can, when I say vitamin C, orange juice, any method of vitamin C, sometimes vitamin C in the gummy bears themselves. Yeah. So you get it. That kind of thing. So you in Jell-O and gummy bears are about the same thing. So Jell-O will work. Twizzlers, you know, the, anything with a good solid gelatin, because that's what the body needs to rebuild it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else we can do for you? And they're telling me that there's a connection. They're just before I was about to ask if there's a connection between your shoulder and the grief. So if you'll take, So if you'll take your right, your left hand when you're lying down and you just rub that area, might find that your cry, you might find that it's violent crying. You've got a lot of grief. It's okay. We all, you know, we carry things.
A lot of trauma.
Yeah, it's not a judgment. It's just a diagnosis, you know. And I'm qualified for that kind. So yeah, it seems as though there's and it pulled apart to get your attention. So now you have to handle the grief. See how our body helps us. Yeah. All right.
Am I ever going to meet someone? It's been 12 years now. I haven't had anyone in my life, and I don't have kids or anything. And
I'll tell you what. That'll have to be for another day you call back. But this is what the guardians always say about that. The answer is always yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So there is
so
someone
we give
out
real
there
straight,
for me.
Yeah, well, there always is. And that's what I'm saying is that I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, and in about 2 weeks. Well, every once in a while they tell me a two-week time frame you're going to turn left and find, you know, that is so rare. I think that's only been once. Right? Once. Usually the answer is yes. Now let's get ready for it. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so my gift, and it's not at all in the introduction because God says, just get out there and do what you do. And I said, okay, Father, I'll do it. And he says, but anyway, we'll go forward. I'll have it more explained a little bit better. All right. So thank you very much for calling the program. I hope you have a very good evening and you have a blessed week.
Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye. And then there, let me mute that up. There we go. There we have that. So thank you, Donna, for bringing that to the program. And I hope that that was helpful. And I'm pretty sure, that two connection will go. And I think it's interesting to note the connection of the grief and the pain. So take care of the body, take care of the spirit, let your spirit cry for a little while and let the tears go so that you don't bring them into the next relationship. That grief could be what's holding back the meeting because God doesn't want to have you meet the perfect person and you just go, you know, that'd be kind of yucky. Or perhaps you're just this, or sometimes, you know, guys, our decision-making process, I know mine is, my decision-making process can really be off the mark when I'm in the middle of grief. Right in the middle of loss, because in the middle of loss is almost to your body's survival, right? Almost, not quite, but almost. It's losing something, right? So in grief, our body does all kinds of things, neurochemically, biochemically, I was going to say geophysically, but that's probably not right. Let me get a drink. So, empathy. And God says, see, I left you just enough time to give the rest of the word. And I'm like, yes, you did, Father. And we're having this wonderful conversation behind the scenes. And I'm only going to give you a glimpse because we keep secret what's sacred. And we keep holy what is holy. But it's a hoot. I tell you what, in my head right now, it is a hoot. All right, so here is the other part. Now, this was given to me some time ago. And I wasn't sure when to release it. It had, you know, sometimes things change their flavor. And Father, if it's not the time for me to give it, then feel free to mute my mic. But I'm pretty sure that I've got this right. Now, this was given some time ago, and I delivered it perhaps on another. I'll just go ahead and not try to interpret it so much as I am going to go ahead and give it to you. And it says the theme for this word is frequency. Now you see why I'm back on air with empathy here. All right, so it's frequency, and the frequencies are red. And the red is for the anointing and the prophetic flow. And the spirit, for the Spirit of the Lord is being released on the prophets. And this is why I know to trust the prophets. Because God said, trust the prophets. It says, my prophetic voices in this hour, the words from my throne room shall continue, and the accuracy and precision will increase. Red is the color of the hour. And I asked you, what do you mean, Lord? And the red is the emphasis on the blood, the color of the prophetic frequency of the hour, the Red Sea time and moment. There should be a red wave in the political arena. We already saw that. This was given before that. The color red is the color of the cry of my innocent babies. I will take all the, and he says, I will take all that the enemy has done to you and use it for my glory. Even the red in the word redemption, redeemed of the Lord, and I will have my way in this land and in the earth. Red, white, and blue, America is my nation. This is what God's saying. America is my nation. I will not abandon you. Red for the heat that's coming upon the land. And red for the redirection of the attacks of the enemies against my people. He says, watch as more and more of what they desire against you shall boomerang and be redirected and come upon them instead. Red is for the indignation that he feels for sacrificing the innocent ones to advance their wicked agenda. This was given back during the time of Uvalde. This is red for the vengeance, for the restoration that is coming. Prepare, and this is what he says, prepare for the fiercest months ahead, but also the most glorious. And we've had those fierce months, have we not? Have we not had those fierce months? He says, but also the most glorious, and yes, they've been. She says, for where there is faith, where this is where your faith is made pure. The finish line is in sight. I will bring a redistribution of power to the land. He says, make way. Make way, I say, positions of authority, for my people are coming to occupy those places that you have so malignantly stolen from your father, stolen for your father, the devil. And isn't that what Jesus said a long time ago, that these people, your father's the devil? It is now my time, and it is now my way. And red is the frequency of the hour. Hold the red wave. So those would be delivered. Those were back in Uvalde. They were to be delivered by Sunday. And when I did deliver them, I delivered them, but the microphone was blank. And so the whatever was supposed to have recorded when I delivered these words, the whole program was dead airspace. But I did want to go ahead and bring them just into the broadcast this evening, as part of an affirmation for those listening and those listening to the prophets and those who are watching for the signs and the frequencies and all of those things. Rest assured that God is in control. We are all still learning, right? We're all still learning. So let's get into our scriptures again, because I do want to go ahead and bring attention to a couple of more lines of scripture that God wanted me to bring to the fore. Let me make sure I'm still not muted, because every once in a while I it's a push button thing, and every once in a while I lean on it. We don't want to do that. It was really nice to be able to take the call this evening and talk to Donna and hear that vision. So, and it also is good. I want to thank you, Donna, because it's been a while since I've had callers on and since folks have known what it is that, you know, happens when they call into the broadcast and stuff like that. So now they kind of know, and that's how we do it. So let me pull this up for the other scriptures that we've got that the Lord wanted me to bring. And oh my goodness, there's a whole lot. There's a lot of information. Father, please help my eyes to see all through all of this so I can pick out the one that you have. Oh, so yeah. Well, that's really, he says I covered it, so I guess I covered it. But he does want me to go ahead and let you know that we're going to be talking about next week. Now, on Friday, we're going to be speaking about the fruits of the Spirit. And we're going to be talking about what they are and what they are not. And he also wanted me to say that since I brought this and this little teaching about the pineal gland and listening to the prophets and the things, hopefully it all melded together to make that picture kind of like a blog talk meme, as you were, right? A verbal picture that you can put together in your own meme-y mind to see what that looks like. This is a time of awakening. And a lot, and it's not just on the world stage. In fact, we didn't even talk about the world stage tonight. Isn't that wonderful? We didn't even talk about it. This is, tonight is the broadcast, not to talk about the world stage, but to talk about the inside, the temple. We are the temple. And what is present in the temple? The holy place. Where is our holy place if we are in the temple, if we are the temple? You say, well, Leanna Grace, they're building. I'm not talking about that. The scriptures talk about having a temple inside. That's what we're talking about. Internal. Where is the holy place? If Jesus lives in our heart, everything begins with the heart. Where's the holy place? Is the heart the holy place? To clean out the heart and make that the holy place? And where are the heart and where are the reins? If that's the heart, then what are the reins? And if the reins are the kidneys and the kidneys are understood to be a seat of the emotions, and that we have that trigeminal connection called the pineal gland for our emotional centers of the limbic system, we might want to take a look at it. Especially if all of the teachers and the prophets are beginning to sing about it. Well, the teachers teach, the prophets sing. That's kind of the way I hear it. That's the way I hear it. That's just the way I see it. That's my view. The teachers teach and the prophets sing. That doesn't mean we don't go out to karaoke from time to time. Just saying, just letting you know. And once again, Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. That's Isaiah 46:10, and that is referencing also the word in the beginning, Bereshit. And I'm going to go ahead and add that to the posting here, and we'll be talking about Bereshit and that very topic, and we'll be talking about the pineal gland and the trigeminal center of the seed of the emotion. We'll be talking about more of this Wednesday night on Holistic Truth. That's going to be a two-hour broadcast. We'll bring a little bit of the headlines. We'll see if we can't get some coordination and some correlation going on with the headlines, or God may just say, you know, skip the headlines and talk about me. And that might be what we end up doing as well. So I am your host, Leanna Grace. We've got about five. How many? Ooh, we only got a little bit left in the broadcast. My timer's way off. I'm going to miss, no wonder I'm missing the countdowns. So let me go ahead and just wind this up again. This has been Empathic Channel. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We broadcast live from the High Mountain Desert. It is our goal tonight to help relieve suffering through empowerment, still by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. That part doesn't change. And something I didn't get to add on last Monday night's broadcast, and I just want to add this in now that we got that 90-second countdown, is chocolate. Dark chocolate. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday as well. But dark chocolate has a lot of magnesium, and it has a lot of neurological help. So magnesium in the chocolate is why I say God wants me to eat it. And so I do, and it's very good for me. And I'll be bringing you some recipes on Wednesday as well. All right, I am your host, Leanna Grace. I hope you found value in tonight's broadcast or podcast. Pod people, we love you to research the things that we bring you tonight so that you can own this as part of your own experience. Until next time, I'm reminding you to, as always, to watch for those signposts, connect the dots, find your path, live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. And good night. I said good night. Push the button, Leanna Grace. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leanna Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not...